Wow. Two incredible passages this morning for us to contemplate, both reminding us of Jesus' role in creation. Long before God became man and was embodied in the person of Jesus, he was there in heaven with his Father. Long before there was an earth, he was there overseeing its creation. That doesn't blow your mind, I don't know what does. It certainly blows mine. Paul reminds us in Colossians that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. We could see him, touch him, relate to him in every way as a human. Yet he was and still is the embodiment of the invisible God. And Paul again reminds us that all things were created in him, and it's in him everything holds together. Now, you may have recognized the gospel as the gospel of Christmas Day. Well-known Christmas gospel, but I think it's good considering it again in a different context and in the context of creation. In the beginning, before everything, there was the Word. All things came into being through him. What has come into being in him is life, and life is the light of all. Jesus the Christ, the Saviour of the world, was there in heaven before anything, and every created thing has come into being through him. Now, I have to confess to you that I'm not a follower of many of the evangelical Christians in America, believing that the world was created just 3,000 years ago and that humans walked with dinosaurs. I'm a scientist, and I am convinced that God doesn't require me or you to bury our intellect and ignore science. I have to say, the more I have studied science through the years, particularly biology and human biology, it's always good to know doctors have learned about human biology, I think, isn't it? It convinces me more and more that God not only exists, but he has created something quite amazing in creation. The world has been around for a very long time. We know that from so much of the scientific research and evidence that there is. And there's been life on this planet long before humans were around. Yet, I also believe that humanity was always the ultimate goal of creation. Creatures made in the image of God for him to love and for them to love him. And that whole process of creation over what has been a very long time in earthly terms, blink of an eye in God's eyes, was being watched and guided by the Creator, and it's been over billions of earth years. Now, as I'm sure you all know, we are mammals.
Yep.
And we share all those same skeletal structures, organs, and biological processes with other mammals, be that whales or mice. But if you've designed a wonderful working system, mammalian form, the blueprint can be adapted in so many different environments. Absolutely wonderful, mind-blowing in so many ways, to think that a blue whale has got the same limb skeletons as we have, it's just that they're fins. Quite extraordinary. And yet we are not animals. I have to say, sometimes the behaviour of some humans might cause us to doubt that, but we are not. We are created in the image of God. And then, forgive the bit of science, but the other common thread through all of creation, all of life, is DNA. Deoxyribonucleic acid. And that is present in all life. Animals, plants, everything. And it's remarkable. It's remarkable, we actually share some of our DNA with all animals and indeed plants. DNA provides the ability for life to adapt, develop, change and thrive in many different environments. You may have gathered I get quite thrilled by DNA. I think it's amazing. I'm also always thrilled, and it's a thrill that has never gone through my years in medicine, of seeing a newborn baby. Think about it. It's two halves of a single human cell coming together. And just 9 months later, a beautiful, complete, functioning, tiny human appears. For me, it's a wonderful reflection of creation, of how life starts and how life grows. What has come into being through him is life. We live on a planet that is self-supporting, that's continually adapting, and in my view is truly remarkable in every way. It's a gift. It's a gift of God created through Christ to his beloved children. That's us. I want us to consider a little parable, story if you like. A father gives his children the most amazing toy. It's very complex, but if the children follow the instructions that were given with the toy, it will work perfectly and will perform amazing tasks. Then the father says, there you are. Enjoy the toy. Have fun with it. But there's a problem. The children think they know better, and they soon ignore the instructions and start doing all sorts of different things just to see what happens, really. But because it's an amazing toy, it sort of keeps working, even though a lot of things are beginning to break. Well, after a while, the father sees the mess and wants to help the children to fix it. So he sends the representative of the original manufacturer to help. But a lot of the children still think they know better, ignore the expert advice. But some do listen and then try very hard to convince the others to stick to the original plan. Yes, it's just a story, but it's got a lot of similarities to one that Jesus told about a vineyard ruined by the workers left in charge. We have been given this amazing planet to live on, created in perfection for us to thrive, to love and to worship its creator. But humanity has messed it up. I think we all know that. And we are slowly destroying the gift. And we are now seeing in very tangible ways the consequences of that. So this creation in Christ celebration, let us again thank the Creator for the wonderful gift. Let us all recommit to look after it so that all of God's creation can not just survive, but thrive. Christians need to be the voice that doesn't just whisper, but shouts. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to those who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Paul tells us that all creation is straining on tiptoe, waiting for the sons of God to come into their own. I want to close by praying the collect again. It's a good one today, I think. So let's pray. O God and Father of all that was, is, and ever shall be, help us to be thankful for all that is made at the hands of your Son and through the wisdom of your Spirit, that we may care in heart and deed for the life of our world to the praise and glory of your holy name. Amen.